Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Gadget guy.
Yo, GG.
Steve.
Yeah, right here, right here. Steve. I'm right here. I'm sorry.
Cool.
I didn't know you were talking to me. Yeah, I think Apple is going to absolutely take over the world. So just sit back and watch. Yeah, no, they've been going after it. In 2020, they came out with the SE phone, which is much cheaper than the 12 and the 11 and the 13.
Which one do you have?
And the 11. Idea was...
You have 11?
Yeah.
Is it weird that AJ has more advanced technology than I do? I have a 10.
Oh, really? Yeah, but you how to use yours. Mine looks really cool.
Sorry, Steve. Yeah, continue, please.
No, that's been their plan to have this lower priced Apple phone, iPhone, so that they can grab a different segment of the market. And it's been pretty successful. 2020 did very well. So now they've just launched, as of yesterday, the new SE, which is just, I think, $30 higher than the one before. I think it's $429. It comes out March 18th. And it's got a smaller screen. It's still 5G. It's got a super powerful chip, the A15. It's got better battery life. And ultimately, Americans can buy it too, but their real goal is to get it to Europeans and the rest of the world, Asia and whatnot, so it's competitive with less expensive phones elsewhere on the planet.
$429
oh, man.
For this device.
Yeah,
that can
bad.
Do so much. It's really amazing, isn't
it? Half what I paid, yeah.
And you probably and only need this.
Yeah, that's all I need, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's amazing.
And maybe, you know, you're compromising a little bit on that screen size, but ultimately it still does everything your phone does now. So it's literally half the price.
The only time I wish I had a bigger screen is when I want people to watch a video all together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
No.
Mm.
Not enough to carry that around every minute of every day.
They should have you like a projector on the wall.
When are they coming up with this?
This way you just project everybody.
Like Star
this,
Wars, yeah. R2-D2.
Right, pops out. Help me, Obi-Wan
Kenobi. It's a hologram.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Help us, Obi-Wan
Kenobi. I think
Kenobi.
Samsung had that. There was one of the phones out a couple of years ago that did actually project it, and it didn't do well at all.
Really?
So that sucks.
It was scrapped, so
can you look that up?
Try it again.
I'd love to know why that didn't work. I feel like if Steve Jobs were still alive, we'd have some new stuff that was really cool.
Right.
I feel like they just keep improving on all of the stuff that him and his crew invented.
Yeah.
Their next big thing that's going to be different is going to be either glasses or goggles, and they're still holding back on that, but that's supposedly, like, in the rumor mill, that's the next big different thing coming from Apple.
Was it Ray-Ban that
people.
Already released those, though?
Ray-Ban released something like that, but I think there's the Apple one certainly hasn't been released yet.
What did they release?
No one knows if it's going to be goggles or glasses or exactly what it's going to do, but they're supposedly working on something that's revolutionary in that department.
I want glasses to read thoughts in people's heads. That'd be cool.
Oh.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
But so
X-ray vision.
Nah, I don't want to see them as like that. Yeah.
Facebook or Meta or whatever it's called now, they have those virtual reality goggles.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So is that what Ray-Ban had? Was
nope.
it a video game or no?
They're just nope. They're
for
just
phone?
Sunglasses,
right.
And it has a camera, and
right.
it can take videos, take pictures, and I believe it has little speakers by the ear, so you can actually hear music, but no one else around you can hear it.
That's wild.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
You start singing randomly out of nowhere. La, 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 la. Everything's nuts.
Just wear those while you're driving. You
yeah.
have all the information you ever need if you get into an accident.
Right, you can just click the thing. Picture.
Phil, did you find anything on this?
They're working on it. Yeah, as of 2021, there's a guy who's like trying to file patents for this.
Huh.
Well, for the hologram phone?
Yeah.
No, really
so
cool.
They didn't release it yet?
Not. I guess not to the way that they want to. Otherwise, I feel like it'd be widespread.
You know what'd be really cool with phones? Like actual coverage. That'd be cool. Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. Go with that.
And the first image has to be Princess Leia, right? That's the way it has to work. It's,
oh, for the
be
hologram?
To
right.
us the,
yeah, I think
the
you're
hologram
right.
Phone,
right.
Yeah.
Every nerd, yep.
Yeah. Also announced was the iPad Air, which is the more powerful chip, upgrade to the camera.
Do people still use iPads?
Faster.
Not as much, I don't think.
I do.
Not as much.
I see them in the news. That's about it. They're holding the iPads now.
Right.
That's it.
You know, if I'm traveling on a plane or something, it's the way I like to watch the movie on it.
Everyone sees
rather than watching on a little screen.
Yeah. Instead of watching,
It's two times.
I'm in my Mac or my phone.
Yeah.
I very rarely use the iPad.
Mm. I didn't have one, so.
Then you don't use it.
Yep. I'm like, if you don't have one, it's going to slow you down for sure. You're not going to be able to watch as much.
Right.
It's going to be $6.99 coming out also March 18th. And it's supposedly two times faster than a Windows laptop of the same price.
Huh.
That's one of the things they announced. They also, and you know, what's really amazing about all this stuff is that it's all coming out soon. But, you know, whereas other companies are strangled because of supply chain issues, because they can't get chips, Apple's able to produce their own chips now. They're not dependent on Intel or anybody else.
Wow.
So supply chain hasn't been an issue. So they've really beaten, you know, GM and Sony and everybody else because they have created their own supply chain that doesn't seem to be impacted by world crises. So it's pretty
Apple
amazing.
Chips?
Steve Greenberg is on. He's the Innovation Insider. We're linked up to his stuff. We call him the Gadget Guy.
Yes.
Yes. Apple hasn't had an rollout in a long time. It's all just, it's lighter, the battery lasts longer.
Different colors.
The camera always gets better.
The camera gets better.
Yeah. Right.
And these are all great improvements, but we haven't had did you see he introduced a little thing you could hold in your hand and like could hold 5,000 songs?
I didn't even know you could do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So these glasses, moments, I think, would be important for them in the near future.
Yeah. And
that next may come from another, because I don't think these glasses, Apple glasses, are going to be an I think the next is going to be coming from somebody outside of, you know, it'll be something, and then of course everybody will grab onto it, but I think they've got their little, you know, track. They're making $1 zillion, so they're not, you know, money wise they're doing just fine. So I don't think there's anything on the drawing board that's going to blow your mind at this point. Mm-hmm. A lot of energy is going into Apple TV. They're cutting a deal with Major League Baseball and a bunch of other stuff. So you're going to see them become a stronger, more powerful streaming service. But I don't think you're going to be blown away by a specific little gadget that you hold in your hand.
What do you think is the gadget guy, the next big moment will be?
That's a tough question. The thing I'm seeing a lot of are these that other companies working with are these rings that monitor. It's going to be health monitoring, something on that level. I actually did an event last night, and there was a thing called a mouth lab, which you basically hold in your hand, you blow into it, and it does like 15 to 20 different medical parameters in less than a minute. It's almost like a Star Trek's tricorder. It does, you know, your heart rate, your EKG, your blood pressure, your oxygen level,
all
that stuff, all within a minute.
Comb your hair.
I think that's the kind of thing you're going to see.
No.
How would the medical industry let that thing come out?
Seriously. Yep. We can't.
You know how much money they would lose in tests?
Right.
That information there would take you 15 weeks of appointments to get.
True.
You know?
Exactly. A lot of phone calls, too.
That's wild.
And in 60 seconds. So it's pretty amazing. And it's actually already gotten FDA approval and all that stuff. It's a company called Adare owns it. And it's came out of from Johns Hopkins.
What's it called? How do you spell that?
You know,
Adare?
Adare. I think it's AIDARE, something like that. Right. I'd have to look it up.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Did you find it?
The Mouth Lab. Mouth Lab is the name of the
Mouth
product.
Lab. I want to buy some stock in that.
Yeah. I want to know, you know, if I can just blow into it, can I drive home right now? That's what I want to know. Give me one of those.
They have them.
On your phone, though.
I don't know if they have them on your phone.
That'd be cool.
AIDAR. That's how you spell it. AIDAR.
What's that stock
the
trading?
Company, and it's Mouth Lab.
Mouth Lab.
What's the name for a band? Mouth Lab.
Mouth Lab.
They're comparing this Adare contraption to a check engine light for people.
Right.
It uses a mouthpiece and a thumb pad sensors to quickly test the patient's blood pressure, breathing, blood oxygen, heart rate, and heartbeat pattern.
Your nose lights up.
And wow. It's about the size of a, you know, I don't know, it's handheld. It's not very big. It's
like the size of an phone, kind of. It's like long and rectangular.
Well, no, it's a little bigger than a phone. It's like
iPad?
I don't know what to like. No, it's kind of chunkier. It would be like the size of a
whatever it is now. It'll be a lot smaller and be in the form of an app that could be in your phone.
Yeah.
You know what would be the next big jump?
What's that?
And I don't even know if we're there yet, but putting all of this stuff in the iPhone in your head.
Nice.
Oh, like making yourself a computer.
Like that's a file.
That's exactly what Elon Musk wants to do. He wants to start putting chips in brains.
Voluntarily.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not crazy at all.
Well, it's... You know what, AJ? We were in...
I've seen his car stuck on the side of the road.
In 2000, we were interviewing someone on the air on Long Island, and it was just a couple of guys who owned a computer store.
Yeah.
They weren't working for Apple or Google.
No.
And I asked them, what do you think the future is? Like, if you went very far in the future, he says, oh, yeah, you're going to have a chip in your head, and you're going to be able to do all these calculations and computation. We laughed, remember?
We did.
We were like, that's funny.
Might throw my head back and laugh.
Yeah. Now look at
it. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
What's the point of being human if they do that?
Here's a t-shirt.
What's the point of being human?
Well, we are at a point where we no longer accept people if we disagree with them.
Yeah.
So this will get us all on the same page.
Right. Just hit the one switch.
Yeah.
Yep. Elon Musk's is called Neuralink, and they already have had a successful implantation in a monkey.
Nope. Nope. No, thank you.
Oh, I want to see that monkey. Is it well-behaved?
Well, now it thinks about before it throws its feces
at you.
This was
in 2019. Let me just
think about this.
What time? What
2019.
2019.
And
please tell me
now?
That this would benefit the Tesla stock, because that's what I have.
That monkey ran for office.
Malfunction.
Right.
Well, isn't the Matrix all about that? It's like the bodies are just like feed bags to give energy to the computers.
We're just batteries.
Yeah, we're batteries. That's right.
We're batteries. But the other, I also see Terminator. The movie Terminator is always kind of haunting me as we get closer and closer to robotics.
It's all happening now.
Yeah, they'll get smart one day.
It's all happening. So be prepared. You've been warned, everybody.
Skynet, yes.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, Steve, that Apple introduced that I think is really cool for people who like making movies or making music is this Mac Studio.
Max
The entry level is $2,000. The high level is $4,000. And boy, you'll be able to make Steven Spielberg movies or music. Music videos.
You're
with
really
this
at
thing.
A point now where you could be your own production company.
Yeah.
And even with the phone, going back to the phone a little bit, because of the pandemic, I had to shoot a lot of my segments for the Today Show and whatnot on my phone, something that was unheard of. And so it's so amazing to me that I'm shooting a segment with my phone and it's on national television and looks really good. So the limitations of what you can do at home are nothing like what we thought they were. I mean, and then with this kind of equipment, with this Mac Studio, you'll be able to edit it and have multiple tracks of sound to put onto it. And it makes all that stuff so much easier. And that's definitely, a big breakthrough.
And use a filter, too.
Steve
Greenberg, I always use a filter.
Yes. The Innovation Insider. He also hosts a show that's called...
What the heck is that?
I hear that all the time.
What the heck is that?
It's a gadget game show.
Nice.
It's so much fun, too.
Yep.
We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, brother. Before I let you go, did you see that Amazon's doing a 20-to-1 split today?
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Is that a dance move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's a bowling thing, actually.
That means for every one stock that you have in Amazon, you will now have 20 shares.
It means nothing to me right now.
Now, it'll be like $149. It'll go from $2,900 to $149.
Wow.
But it'll run right up.
Wow.
And I just wish I had the phone number of the financial guy who told me a long time ago, Amazon will never get over $1,700.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I think he's out of business now.
Well, that guy.
He's delivering for Amazon.
Yeah. The heck
is that?
Just me in the fridge.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Four companies that are ruling the world. It's Google, Meta, Apple, and Amazon. It's really those four companies are ruling the world. So,
and the other companies that are on the rise are bought up by these companies.
We'll call it Gamma.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's Gamma.
And if you even look in the history of them, these up and rising companies, half of their money is usually coming from Google.
That's right.
And bought them up, and then they're gone. So yeah, those are the four companies. Simple.
Is that Gadget on the show? What the heck is that?
Nice.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, sir.
On the phone right now, Greg White, production assistant, producer, and assistant director in Hollywood.
Hollywood!
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. You worked on Home Alone 2?
Oh, yeah, many years ago.
Nice. That was still good back then.
Did you see that one? That's the one with
New York.
Trump in it, right?
Yeah.
Tim Curry.
Yep, Tim Curry. Rob Schneider, Catherine O'Hara, Macaulay Culkin, of course, Dana Ivey, Joe Pesci, and Daniel Stern.
Yep.
That had to be a lot of pressure coming off of the success of the first one.
I'm sure it was. I wasn't involved in the first one. They shot that mostly in Chicago and California, and I was kind of new to the business. I didn't really feel the pressure.
But
two was great.
You were excited.
Yeah, two was great. It's
two.
Through the tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Two is he's in New York. So I forget how he gets stranded in New York, and he ends up on
the wrong flight.
He ends up in a room at like one of them big hotels
Plaza.
Over there. Yeah, the Plaza Hotel.
We were outside of the Plaza Hotel shooting for probably four or five weeks.
Wow.
Then we had, I think we had one or two floors that were dedicated just to us. One floor was, half of it was equipment, and the rest of it, we were shooting in various rooms.
Yeah.
Two floors of the Plaza.
Yep.
That movie has the best on-screen cheese pizza shot ever.
Oh, my God.
He walks out of the hotel. The limo's waiting for him. They open the box.
Steam. As it gets into
And I want every bite of that pizza every single time I see
that
movie.
Yeah, they're just cruising in the limo eating pizza.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Were you involved in that shot with the pizza?
I was there. I wasn't necessarily involved. In that, other than probably bringing Macaulay Culkin to set to shoot the scene.
Right.
Was that your job?
That was at that point. I was handling first team, so I spent my day with the actors and hair, makeup, wardrobe, and talking to the assistant directors about what needed to happen. And then I relayed information back and forth and then brought actors to set and got people into hair, makeup, and wardrobe changes.
And that was my job on that. Was he difficult or anything? Was he like a child actor Brad or what?
I'm more interested in the pizza.
No, he was a great kid.
Yeah, good kid. Okay.
Good kid.
He was a great kid.
Cool.
How many pizzas do you think were used in that one scene?
Were any harmed?
No.
Probably quite a few, and after we shot the scene, I'm sure the crew devoured it.
Oh, yeah. That's New York pizza right there, man. Foldable stuff.
That didn't go to waste.
No, it did not, no.
Yeah.
No. But if you've seen the movie where Macaulay Culkin's got his head hanging out of a cab and is driving along a 59th Street Bridge, I'm in the back of the cab with him, with my hand up the back of his coat, holding onto his pants so he doesn't get pulled out the window.
Okay. See, it started getting weird at first. You said that, I'm like, wait a minute,
where is this going?
I'm like, can you pull back?
Phil, can you try to Google that scene?
That's cool. Wow.
You had me scared for a second there.
That's cool. So I would do this if I'm watching this movie with people. I'd be like, oh, wait, here's the scene.
Right.
I'm in the cab right now.
Right. That's my
you
hand holding his pants.
Me.
Right.
You don't see you, right?
Oh, it's an old checker cab.
No, of course not.
Oh, I love those checker cabs. Those are awesome.
Yeah, old checkers.
Yep.
Yeah, they were still around back then.
Yeah.
All right, here you are, Greg.
Oh, man, now Greg. I really want to watch this.
Yeah, it says, now music and you.
Oh, this is, they edited it.
Oh. So your only your only job is to make sure Macaulay Culkin doesn't die.
Right, doesn't fault the bridge.
Yeah, right.
Ah, crap.
That's pressure.
Hey, put the cheese pizza in.
Do you remember what you guys talked about when you're sitting there? Because there's a, you're in that cab for a long time,
it's
right?
A while.
Yeah.
I don't remember at this point. I've been, you know, I forgot about that until we started talking about Home Alone 2. And so I didn't remember some of the things. And I forgot that scene.
Yeah.
you know, there's so many stories now that, you know, that have come to my mind after I started thinking about things.
Did you hold on to
the stuff in my career?
Did you hold this belt or like belt loop? Like, how'd you like hold on to it? Did you fix yourself on there?
I was probably onto the belt loop, and I probably grabbed everything.
This kid falls, I'm dead.
Yeah, that's the last thing. You're like, well, I had the belt loop. I didn't know the belt loop was going to rip.
Right. Changed the whole thing.
We're still looking in the water for him.
This is why they had a different kit for Home Alone 3.
Might be okay.
Macaulay went over the drink.
Woo! Macaulay.
Yep.
You had another big-time experience in New York City, Miracle on 34th Street, the remake. 800 extras.
Wow.
On the weekends, 5,000 extras?
Yeah, it was insane. We were restaging the Macy's Day, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
So we had, I think it was, you know, Central Park West. We had from 81st to 72nd Street closed off. And, you know, we had one holding area, which was on the avenue. It was a church, probably 75th, 76th Street in the middle. And we had the bulk of our extras that were there every day were in there. And then when we were doing, you know, we tried to shoot tighter scenes where we needed less people during the week. And we focused more on the actors and the action. And then on the weekends, when more people are available and able to come in, we would do the wider shots and have a lot more extras so that you can shoot all the wide stuff.
How do you coordinate that?
Seriously.
Shutting down a giant section of New York
City.
You need
a good bullhorn for one thing.
And now you would just CGI most of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You would do a fair portion of that in CGI.
As you're shutting down this big chunk of New York City and you have all this going on, do you have other celebrities who aren't in the movie just stop by and say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people do stop by. I mean, people are walking by. It is New York City and, you know, Central Park West, you know, a lot of people live on. I don't recall anybody popping into my head at the time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they weren't around.
Yeah. you worked on Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I love that movie. That was a great movie.
Me too.
Didn't get the props it should have gotten.
No, it was it had so much stuff going on in it.
I loved it, and I think that the media or the press or whoever, the critics, did it a favor by saying it was a horrible movie, because when you went, you're like, oh my God, this is great. Your expectation level was so low.
Right.
How did that do at the box office? Probably not great in terms of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies at the time.
Let me see.
But man,
that was
a fun movie.
It was, because every stereotype, and it was very satiristic, was awesome.
Yeah, it does have a certain amount of cult status as well.
Yeah, the scene where the ice cream truck blows up and the guy gets killed with the ice cream cone and hits him in the back of the head.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I forgot about that. What was your role on that movie?
Again, I was a production assistant, so you know that we closed down Times Square. And we controlled the entire area for, I guess it was maybe 10 days that we were shooting in the city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at midnight, you know, we were shooting overnight. So at midnight, we locked it down completely.
Oh.
Up until then, people would pass back and forth. But, you know, we would then put barricades out and just close the area off completely for filming.
Were there stunts that involved Arnold?
There was a couple of stunts that were happening. I do remember his stunt double around. I think there was some driving stuff that was happening.
When the car
stuff.
Flew, yeah. When he made the car kind of fly, and he had to get the bomb, the all the dynamite out of the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably the only person who remembers ever seeing
it. Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Oh, no. That movie had the coolest bad guy ever, Mr. Benedict, and he had that glass eye, and he changed the different glass eye, and he had the greatest movie line. Goes, if God were a villain, he'd be me. I freaking love that line. That's a great line. That's a great movie. I'd be reshown again.
Were people down on that movie during the making of the movie, or was it later after it was just about to be released?
Everybody was excited when we were shooting it. Big Schwarzenegger movie shooting in New York.
Yeah.
It was only after it was, coming out that press started.
Stupid reviewers.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the movie he came out with right before that, Phil?
Oh.
Can you look that up?
Yeah. By the way, box office, it did make money, according to Box Office Mojo. So it was made on a budget of $85 million, and it made about $137
million. Okay.
So it did make money.
It's a lot of money.
Had a great soundtrack, too.
It's not the Arnold standard, though.
Yeah,
had a great soundtrack. It was making so much.
What did he make before that?
I'm looking that up right now.
Greg White's on, production assistant, producer, and assistant director. Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
I haven't been a production assistant in a number of years, but that was, but that starting off with the big budget stuff, that's where I began.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The big one that he made before that was Terminator 2.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, so it's hard to come off of Terminator 2.
Yeah.
You know?
But it had been years, so that was 91. Last Action Hero was 93.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like making Appetite for Destruction and then, all right, what do we do next?
Chinese Democracy.
East Haven Police Captain Joe Murgo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I don't know if that would be admissible in court, but we could try it.
Go for it, man. I'll do it.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Yeah, good. So this happened on our vacation where it just went bananas, and people were sending it in.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not on right now.
I'm sorry. We can't
talk to him right now.
I'm in pajamas right now, yeah.
I'm sure. Someone's calling you to tell you you're on the radio.
On an old-fashioned phone, too.
Of course, it's Mulhern to ruin the day.
I just saw your video!
Put me on.
Exactly.
Today, on Captain Murgo's personal Instagram, that video has been viewed 1.1 million times.
Wow.
Damn!
Wow.
Now, Ashley,
incredible.
Run us through, for those who haven't seen it yet, what is happening here.
Yes, so you see somebody walking into the room, which is Mulhern, but you don't see him. So he's walking into the room. You see Murgo sitting at his desk. You hear the audio.
That's Captain Murgo.
Yes, Captain Murgo.
Sitting at his desk, working hard.
Yes, at his computer.
Right. He's at his computer.
Right.
And
doing cop stuff.
Captain Murgo gets up and like looks really nonchalant, and then all of a sudden busts a move and goes all in.
I mean, I honestly wasn't expecting it. So
you didn't?
Wow.
Honestly, what happened was the day before, I try to get Mulhern. He's gearing up his car, getting ready to hit the road. He's our new traffic enforcement officer. He's getting ready to go. Yeah. Yep. And I walk out back and I try to get him with there's this other audio where somebody walks into a room or gets out of a car and the crowd goes wild. I mean, people are screaming for him. They're cheering. They're clapping. They're just going wild. So I tried to get him with that without him knowing, and it didn't work. And he catches me trying to get him. So he's like, all right, I'm going to get you back. And so we just go about our day, and the next day, so this video is at like 7:58 in the morning. I'm just answering. I'm just logging on, just answering some emails, and all of a sudden who walks in? Mulhern with camera in his hand, with the phone in his hand, and he just plays it, and I just get up and dance, and it works.
Is Mulhern the other voice?
No, that's already attached
that's
to the audio.
TikTok audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the trend, there's like millions of other people that do the same exact thing. It's just a trend that's going around and stuff. Matter of fact, it's a couple years old by now.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's like 30 seconds, and people just get up and basically just bust a move, throw a couple moves in there and post it. And
but in full uniform, that's got to be tougher.
I know.
That's what everyone's saying. Like, I can't believe you dance in those boots and everything else. Yeah. I mean, I just got up. I winged it. I mean, it was one shot, and we posted it. Mulhern posted it first, and then everybody started reposting it. I posted it on mine. I have no idea how or why it went viral. But the messages I'm getting, I mean, they're great. Making people smile, making people laugh.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm getting messages from people that are saying that, you know, they suffer from depression and they watch reels to brighten up their day. And like, they're thanking me for making them smile and making their day. And to be honest, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, I don't know why it went viral. It's probably because a cop is dancing like a jerk.
I think that's the thing. AJ just got it.
Yeah, you dance great, though.
You dance great.
Right. I need seizures at the music.
This is the police viral videos we want to see.
Exactly right.
You know, these are the videos that should be played on television 150 times.
Yeah, you got to watch this video. It's awesome.
I think I would like to know what you were working on at that time.
Mulhern's transfer.
Working on Mulhern's transfer, yeah, exactly. I remember exactly what I'm working on. We're holding a DEA National Drug Take Back in April, where we, you know, take back prescription meds and all those things. And I was registering the East Haven Police Department to take part in that National Drug Take Back, and that was literally the email that I was working on when Mulhern walked through the door. So,
you know, it'd be a funny video. Now, I you're not going to think this is funny, but I will think it's funny.
So Let me hear it.
I'm not going to drive through East Haven anymore.
So you take this video, and then every now and then you clip away from you dancing to show your computer screen, and the screen says murder in progress. Right. And then there's a question. Hi, is anyone there?
Hello.
Is anyone there? Hello?
Help.
See, now, to me, that would be
That's
funny.
Hilarious, right?
Yeah.
He'd get indicted.
Okay. Maybe that'll be the next one.
Right. With Mulhern, yeah.
Oh, man. I want to learn how to dance like that.
Yeah.
Because that's all you really... Now, I know you have lots of moves in your arsenal. I would only need that.
30 you know seconds.
I mean? That's all I need. Yeah. Yeah, 30 seconds. Right. If I could do that, every now and then, pop out with that.
Right.
Okay, good.
Because then no one questions
it. Bust a move. Right. Bust a move, break a hip, either one.
Oh, my goodness.
I love your face.
Yeah.
Because you could have been like, hey, I'm busy. Or
get
not
out of here.
Now.
Right.
I was about to. Yeah. I mean, I swear I was about to. I honestly was not into it. It was the first moment of my morning. And you could tell I'm like, I pointed the computer. I'm like, I'm in the middle of something. But, I mean, I got
you didn't want to let him win. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to jump into it. You know?
Okay. It's right. On.
Yep.
That face, you're
I'm gonna
like,
bring it.
You're going to pay for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, later on, you're dead.
Everybody wants to know who my knee surgeon is because this was 2 weeks after I had knee surgery. So,
get out!
Wow.
Damn.
I was a little worried about it, too. I didn't know how the knee would hold up. It was fine. That was my first week back from knee surgery. So.
Oh, smooth.
Everyone wants to know who my surgeon is.
Nice. Nice for your buddy to come in and do that.
Right.
I know. He did you a favor.
He's just back from knee surgery.
He loves
Let's get
you.
Him dancing.
He loves you.
Yeah. It was getting posted either way, so I said, you know what? Let me just seize the opportunity to at least try it.
Right.
Have you shown this video to your knee surgeon?
I showed it to my physical therapist, and she cringed.
Oh.
She said, what the heck are you thinking?
Oh.
Yeah.
We're guys, we don't think.
See, if I'm a knee surgeon, I have this video on my phone, and when I'm at a party, I'm like, oh, look what I do.
This guy here. I have him on the table. Boom, look at him. Look at him now.
This is what I do for a living.
Exactly.
Yeah.
1.1 million. What's it up to now? I'm sure it's right around there now.
I don't know. It was 1.1 million early this morning. Yeah.
Hey. Wow. Has this been the most views you've gotten on a video? Because you guys have done other videos.
So our lip sync video in 2018, that's up there. I don't think that hit a million yet. I think that's at 700,000 or something like
that. And that was a production.
Yeah.
That was
one.
There was multiple cars. It was like Miami Vice.
Seriously. Production crew,
different
the whole nine
scenes.
Yards. Yep, they had a food table.
This is 30 seconds.
Yep. Done.
Captain Murgo.
Which is the reason why it went viral, too, because 30 seconds is pretty much where you want to be at for things to be able to be shared and have people view it and not get tired of it, things like that. So, you know, the the people at Instagram and Facebook, I mean, they're smarter than any of us on the phone here. They know that sweet spot, you know, to get videos to really gain traction and stuff. And 30 seconds is about it.
Yeah, you watch it a million. Like, I've watched it already a dozen times.
Yeah, and by 50 seconds, you're icing your knee, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I had in me was 30 seconds. So.
Get it done!
When I heard that you were going viral last week, I thought it was the Southington police officer. It was singing in the rain.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dion. Yeah. That's going around.
That's got, that's
I don't
like
know if I have that
views.
In me. Everyone's tagging me in that. They want to see us do that.
The softer side. Know.
Do it.
No, that's my.
I need something with a little more of a beat. That's my wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
Exactly right. Yeah.
These other videos are more production. They got the cameras behind them. I mean, the cruisers behind them and the wind
they
in
do.
Your hair.
It's a whole
stuff.
Production.
I like the officers who are doing the. They're trying to do like ballet moves.
They're prancing in the background.
Jumping back and forth.
Yeah. So they did a great job. They crushed it.
That's Mulhern, no?
That's him.
That's
him.
Oh, yeah.
Mulhern can prance.
He has to do that.
He was the big turkey at our toy drive.
If you put a turkey suit on Mulhern, maybe he'll do it.
But you're too manly to do that one.
Get him in a busy traffic intersection.
Doing Stop in the Name of Love.
Right.
Listen, I'd be open to other ones, though. I mean, these things come around all the time. And the trend just takes over, and then all of a sudden it's viral, you know?
You know what? It's a great public service for people to see cops not just on the side of the road giving a ticket or whatever, or when they're at their worst. It's like, hey, we're people in the community. We have fun. We watch TikTok.
Exactly.
When we have time.
We can bust a move.
Yeah. No, I think
and that's
stuff.
The other message is, too. People are like, wow, it's just refreshing to see you having fun at work, you know? And I guess a lot of people go to work and they don't have fun. And I can't say the same for me and for my team. You know, we do the work. I mean, we do hard work, and I think it shows. But we're also allowed to have a little bit of fun here, you know?
Should.
And that goes a long way, too.
Yep.
I just wonder, of the 1.1 million views, I wonder how many of those are Ashley.
I was thinking the same thing. It's got to be at least 500.
About 25,000.
500,000. I watched it a few times.
She still talks about your toy drive performance from like 2-3 years ago.
It was memorable.
Taylor Swift. That was a good time, too.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
So,
hopefully
wow.
I have to do that again.
Fun video. I'm going to study that video over the weekend and try to learn those moves.
Yeah, nice. All of us.
Yeah, try. Yep. Listen, it's just three moves. It's the running man, which everyone could pretty much do.
Yeah, I need
that's
to learn
that one. So I got to learn that one.
Yeah, but then you
got to get in the middle.
That turn at the end.
It's hard to flop.
Hold on. Running man.
Running man,
let me go into that.
Right.
Running man, then what?
The thing I did in the middle, which I don't even know if it has a name, but I think that's why everybody likes to dance, is the thing in the middle. And
the
then,
butt?
Then, well, I guess the butt, too.
The
I don't
butt.
Know.
So it's called the thing
butt?
In the
my
middle?
Kids love my kids love the butt thing. They say, Dad, show me the butt thing.
The thing in the middle, that's the butt when you turn around?
You get a little squat there.
No,
yeah.
No. The thing in the middle is, I don't know, something to do with my legs.
You like
something.
Shuffling your feet around.
Flailing his arms.
It's like the Captain Murgo shuffle.
Like the waving guy from the car wash or what?
Captain Murgo move.
Yeah.
All right.
It's almost like if a turkey did a crab walk.
that totally helps.
That's what it looks like.
I can picture it now. Thank you.
Captain Murgo move. And then it was the butt, right? You spun around on the butt.
I spun around. I mean, it wasn't designed for me to shake my butt, but I just turned around and everybody.
This
know.
Video was sent to me with no words, just flame emojis.
Oh,
from who? Your mother?
Yeah, her dad.
She was somebody. Yeah, she was one of them.
What you got to do, Chaz, is do a filming of the making of your video, and you're learning these dance moves.
No, I think this
That'd
is
be hilarious.
This is,
no, just
doesn't.
Don't say anything.
You don't want
to. Yeah,
you
have to
duet
me
when it's ready.
You got
to
duet me. Like, there's a thing where you can actually do a split screen, a side by side. It's called a duet, and you dance along with my video, and we could all judge you.
Oh my God, Chaz, please do it.
Why would I do that to myself?
I don't know, because it's funny. Because it's funny.
It does seem like it would be funny.
That's Chaz yelling. Oh! 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 Oh!
All right, running man, Captain Murgo move, but then what's the finisher there? Is there a finisher?
I did the cabbage patch at the end.
The cabbage patch.
What the hell
patch.
Is that?
The cabbage patch. It's whatever I do with my arms, like the last 2 seconds of the video.
The cabbage patch.
That was when I was running out of moves, to be honest.
Right.
All right, well, we've heard it in that commercial like a million times. The Running Man, the Cabbage Patch, the...
I've done the Slippery Parking Lot.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm good at that one.
Yeah.
All right, Captain Mergo, thank you so much for coming on. Nice job.
Thank you.
Jimmy Conflict, Live Nation, will tell us who he's going to vote for the Rock Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Is that what you said? Right?
Did I miss? So.
Yeah.
Just double check.
Like, did I get that right?
Oops.
All right, so you posted your ballot on your Facebook page?
Yes, I posted it on my own Facebook page, but I didn't check off who I wanted to vote for yet. I'm going to vote for five.
And this is the Jim Conflict Presents archive?
No, it's actually on my personal page.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy Conflict.
Right, so it's just a picture of the official-looking ballot, which is very cool-looking. And then you just, I guess, check a box. And Jimmy has not filled it in yet, but he's got 130 comments on this post.
How were they, Jimmy? Positive?
Nobody picked everybody I was thinking of picking, but many of them picked four of the five. But I know I'm going to catch a lot of crap when I mention who I'm going to vote for. So,
oh, really? Oh.
I've got my armor on.
I'm sequestered in a bunker, and I'm ready to release.
It's very... music is a very personal thing.
Yeah. Very passionate, folks, yes.
And very passionate.
Yes.
Yeah, and people are all over the place. So, you know, Jimmy's just like, hey, let me know who you would like to vote for. And then people start like, well, how come this person's not in?
Oh, I hate
it's
that.
Like, we're not at that part of the process.
Did we ask that question? No.
These are the names we've got to deal with. Of these names. Right. Like, stay focused here.
Yeah, it's one menu.
What were some of the groups mentioned, Jimmy, that should be on the ballot?
Well, I actually agree with a lot of the people that mentioned that. I mean, to me, I can't understand why Jethro Tull's not in it. I just don't understand that. I have worked hard to get Deep Purple in. It worked. I worked hard to get Chicago in. It worked. And I think my next efforts will be to get Jethro Tull in. I don't understand why Jethro Tull isn't in there.
Yeah.
I also don't understand why Dave Matthews isn't in there.
Oh, wow.
Right.
He was nominated one time, didn't get in, and never... was nominated even again, and my goodness, he's enormous in every live records longevity. I mean, my first Dave Matthews show was in 1995, so it's what 27 years now.
I mean, yeah, but people are upset overlooking Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. People are upset that Jay Giles wasn't in. I mean, it's really all over the place, and there's a lot of great arguments about it.
Wait, folks upset on Facebook? They're like,
I know.
When did that start happening?
When Jay Giles got nominated, I voted for Jay Giles because I think they should be in. And and it's crazy. Listen, the Scorpions, I think they possibly should be in. Again, I look at longevity. I look that if you write your own songs, that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that there are a lot of artists that... for some reason, they're not included. I have started to ask for what, like, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame has, a veterans committee. People that are older, like me, that remember the beginning of rock, and people that are forgotten. Jethro Tull is a perfect example.
And Jimmy fell victim here to a classic
social
media snafu, which is he takes a picture of his table with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot.
People start talking about the table.
Right. Well, there's something on the table.
Yes, there is something on the table.
What is on the table?
Can we
and
say?
I never removed it. I almost took the picture down. I said, eh, it's legal.
Exactly. Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
okay, well, just so it's a coolness.
I wish I had regular Facebook.
Well, now I got to go look.
Now I got to go look.
All right, here we go. They're all going to look.
I saw the post, but I must have missed that.
You can hear all the phones coming on.
Oh, don't worry. I missed it, too, Ashley, when I took the picture. I could tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
It's pretty. Yeah, once you see it, it's hard not to see it.
Is it paper?
That is true, Phil. You're right. It's bigger than the ballot.
I was just so interested in the ballot. That's all I was looking at.
Whoa, that is a big one.
Me too. That's all I was.
It's interesting because people pointed it out, and then they immediately became very impressed with your technique.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Whatever and the truth of the matter is, it's medical, so it's not me. That technique is not mine.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I can't even remember the last time I rolled a joint.
The true definition of fatty right there. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Nice.
It was a good one.
It's no longer with us anymore. Right.
That looks like something you'd be working on for days.
Now, see, if I had that in there, you'd see a menu in the picture.
I'm hungry.
I ordered everything on this side, five different things.
That's a very appropriate thing, though, to have happen.
Yeah.
Have that in a picture.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, it's a good way to decide who to vote for, I thought.
Exactly.
Right.
You want to think about it, get the proper head for it.
That was my thought. It shows that you are taking this seriously.
Exactly. Right. Everybody has their method.
All right, so let's go through the ballot, and we're going to find out now what Jimmy Koplik, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member with voting rights, will pick for the 2022 induction ceremony. Rage Against the Machine?
I have voted for them in the past, but I'm not going to this time.
Wow. Been there, done that.
Just because there are others?
There were some real legends on here that
there really are,
more
yeah.
deserving.
I think have been forgotten.
So you only have five.
Yeah.
I only can pick five. I wish I could pick seven, right. But I can only pick five.
Judas Priest?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's time.
Yeah.
It is time for them to get in.
Been way too long.
That's how I feel, Phil. Yep. I might not have voted for them 10 years ago, but you're absolutely right.
It they deserve.
It's time they get in. And thankfully, most of them are still alive and
yeah.
should deserve it when they're alive. And I hate bridges that are named after dead people. Name them when they're great and when they're alive.
Right. New York Dolls?
Oh, my gosh. I don't get it, but boy, the comments are, say, how can I not?
Well, they basically developed the whole glam scene, so.
Yeah, I guess so, but I'm a New
after
Yorker,
MC5.
Too, I'm just, no, I'm not doing MC5 or New York Dolls.
Right.
So, nope, not them.
I hear you.
Pat Benatar?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what a voice.
Absolutely. She also offered to babysit for my daughter, Emily, when she was 5 years old, and that wins right there.
Nice.
So, new artists, take note.
Jimmy needs a favor.
Well, as you come through Connecticut, be nice.
Right, be nice.
Or not be nice, and you won't get my vote like somebody on this page.
Ooh.
That's personal picks, you know?
Not here.
They're personal.
So. Yeah. No. Up to you.
Eminem.
Absolutely.
Wow, we are just getting into this list, and Jimmy has given up three of his five votes.
Wow.
You knew that one as soon as they named the nominees, Jimmy.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Eminem, to me, is one of the forerunners of hip-hop, certainly white hip-hop, and forges ahead today, 25 years later, selling out stadiums. I just don't see how you could say no to Eminem.
Beck?
Oh, boy. Borderline. I'm trying to book them right now for Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater. So.
That'd be a great show.
Hope you're listening.
So he's borderline. I would think maybe not this year, though.
He's okay. A one day in the future, I think.
Yeah, in the future, right.
If I had more votes, I would put Beck in there. He's quite unique, different. I loved him when he opened up for U2 one year. Thought he was great.
What does he do?
He... is
oh, I'm asking Jimmy. Oh. Jimmy, what does he do?
Well, he's a singer. I consider him more like a singer-songwriter.
Right.
Yeah.
A modern-day singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, like Jackson Brown, just an acoustic guitar.
Oh, you'd put him up there with Jackson Brown?
Yeah, I think he's a modern-day Jackson Brown.
Really?
Okay.
Interesting. What were you going to say, Phil?
I think of him and Rivers Cuomo of Weezer as like sort of in the same vein, which is they appreciate a very wide spectrum of music. And when they start to write, it's sort of unique to their background, which is like everything takes a little bit of inspiration from all these different genres, and it creates this whole product that like no one's ever really heard before.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, that's my other two choices I'm going to get a lot of crap on.
So he's a no.
Maybe the show.
However, if he's listening now, he's a strong maybe.
Right, yeah.
You're in there. And a better chance if he plays Connecticut.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Just saying.
Offers to babysit, maybe.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah, no question. Listen, I was told by Steve Miller's manager that he lives in the Hudson Valley of New York, so be careful if the Fox or PLR get there. Only say nice things about Steve.
Of course.
He's already in, so
of course.
It's fine. And I did vote for him.
Okay.
We're talking to Jimmy Koplik about his five picks for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022 nominees. We have a yes on Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Eminem, Kate Bush.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Next is Devo.
No. They were like,
that was a hard no.
Can't get me no. Voting here.
There was no regret.
No.
In that no. Devo. No,
I said, screw it.
never understood them.
Right.
Did you book them at Toad's?
I booked them at Toad's, and I booked them at the Old Agora also.
Were they walking around with those weird flower pot heads?
No, not backstage. Backstage, but on stage they were.
You actually wear that?
Duran Duran.
That is, I'm not going to vote for them. They would be number six, though. If I could have six votes, they'd be number six. And, oh, my gosh, my office kills me for this.
Really?
Yeah.
That seemed to be, in the comments, one of the most popular. There was a lot of steam
for
Duran Duran to get in.
Yeah. Yeah. Just I'm only allowed five.
That Rock sucks. Hall of Fame, though, excellent pop band.
Yeah, play their own instruments. You know, I like that part.
I think they could get in this year. I'm just not going to vote for them, but they might get in this year.
Now, if you run into them somewhere, you say, "I voted for you."
Yeah,
right?
Twice. Twice.
Eurythmics.
No.
Oh,
ooh, another hard no.
Career's too short, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm.
She has one hell of a voice.
And it's last.
Fantastic
man.
Voice. Yeah. Yes.
Unreal.
But no.
Yep. No. Career wasn't long enough. I mean, you have to make choices.
Yeah.
Should they be in? Maybe, but I only have five votes.
That's true.
I mean, Duran Duran probably should be in.
Yeah. Long career.
Yes.
We and had, still playing.
A local Cleveland writer on who made a great point in that the Rock Hall of Fame screwed themselves in the early years when they just let everybody in.
Yeah.
And now there's so many people in there. Like, they should have handled this like the Baseball Hall of Fame, where sometimes no one gets in, or one or two people get in, or maybe just five people get in. But they've been obsessed with having this all-star concert every year.
Of all different genres even now.
And let so many people in that they're kind of running out of people.
Well, they also let more than five people in sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though I'm allowed to vote for only five. I think last year they let seven people in.
How does that work? Is it the crowd?
An override?
Yeah. Huh. All right. Feel a cootie.
No. No. I've never heard of.
Sounds like an act. Yeah, I'm gonna go try and feel
sounds
a cootie.
Sounds like something you go to the doctor for.
Doctor, can you feel a cootie?
I've got a bad case of feel a cootie.
I feel something back. Can you feel a cootie back there?
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
That was a fast yes.
Oh, yes.
Didn't finish the sentence yet.
Totally an icon and really, really nice person who I met a couple of times. And I know the argument will be she's not rock and roll, but you can argue Carole King's not rock and roll. You can argue a lot of people on rock and roll. I don't take the word rock and roll literally anymore. I look at it as an attitude, and Dolly Parton was a rebel. No question in my mind, she was a rebel. She did things that many people didn't do in her day, and I think there's no doubt she should be in.
All right.
Down to
five votes. We know of four.
Yes.
There are four artists left. Three of them are going to be disappointed.
Who is he going to pick?
So we have a yes on Judas Priest, Pat Benatar, Eminem, Dolly Parton. Jimmy has only one vote left for his Rock Hall of Fame ballot.
It's a real solid ballot so far.
One to go.
Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Wow.
He makes a great judge on American Idol, in addition to all of his other work.
Wow.
See, I don't even watch American Idol. I didn't even know he was a judge on American Idol. I think he changed that style of music. All Night Long is clearly one of the great classics of all time. I know people might say he's not rock and roll. He's also the lead member of a band that was very big. And I think that he deserves to be in.
The Commodores, that band, if you look at that, they just blew the roof off of any place they played. They were really something else live. And then he went on, like you said, to have just a great songwriting career and performance. And
now American Idol judge him. Want to throw that part in?
Yes, of course. You can't forget that.
Right.
Wow. So, all right. We don't even have to mention Carly Simon, Tribe Called Quest, or Deanna Warwick.
Nope. We're done.
Yep. That's it. That's all. That's
nice.
Five.
That's all she wrote.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you. And we have all the information linked up on the radio station websites for pre-sale on Skinnerd. Tickets on sale tomorrow. And then we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you,
Great.
Jimmy.
Thanks, sir. Guys.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.